I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the fastest ride outside a Ferrari is inside a quasi-Ferrari in Abu Dhabi. But first, a little later on today, the Kentucky Derby will occur for the 137th time. As I prepared earlier this week to discuss the event, utilizing brilliant speed, as if with pants on fire, I dialed in to the Animal Kingdom. Watch me go toward the decisive moment when I will contact Jenny Reese of the Louisville Courier-Journal, I thought, for she will have caught all those silly references to horses originally set to run today. Ms. Reese has picked the winner for each of the past 18 years, right, Jenny?
Absolutely, but I'm disappointed, Bill. You didn't get so bad in your ditty there.
I ran out of time. Before you tell me which horse will win this Derby, I want to talk a little bit about the collective talent, or perhaps absence of same. I've read that this Derby is seriously lacking in fast horses, at least as measured by outspoken handicapper and turf rider Andy Beyer. Are we going to see a boat race?
I think they just don't get the point of the Kentucky Derby. I long have said some derbies are better than others, but there's never a bad derby. And they might be slower than some of the fields in the past, but they're competitively slower. So it's going to make for a great race, and it's going to make for great betting, which Mr. Byers, I would think, would really appreciate.
Is it fair to say that industry-wide, two of the recent stories with legs have been how slow the last couple of derbies have been and how fragile today's thoroughbreds seem to be?
Those have been the overarching themes. Now, I will say the geneticist will tell you when people say how much inferior the breed is now that it just takes hundreds of years really to make a species different. The people that work with these horses every day, they say they can look at their legs and the bone of them just doesn't seem like it has the same density as it used to have. But people far smarter than me will have to sort that out.
Jenny, speaking of fragile, one of the potential favorites, Uncle Mo, was scratched yesterday. Does that change the nature of today's competition?
Only in that some people are unhappy that he came out because they thought, with his reputation, he was the unbeaten two-year-old champion, that he would be heavily bet and it would make the prices on the horses that they liked. They're trying to find out. It's a mystery to them exactly what's wrong with him. They thought it was a GI tract inflammation, and they said, yes, well, he had that. When they took him off the medication, which they had to do before race time, he sort of regressed in his treatment. So they think that there's something related to an enzyme going on there. But anyways, a lot of people thought that if he ran, he was a definite play against.
Master of Hounds was established as a 30-1 shot earlier this week. This horse is raced in England, Ireland, the United Arab Emirates, also once before at Churchill Downs last fall. There's an old racing saying that goes like this, horses for courses. I'm wondering if the owners of Master of Hounds are still looking for the right course for their horse.
I think you're right, and I think they're thinking they found the right company. I think they absolutely think that this is an inferior group of three-year-olds in America, and they have a big shot to come over. We've seen this movie before. you know, they've come over here and done well, but it's when they've brought a champion. And Master of Hounds, even though he has a very great name, love the name, I think he's, you know, one of those horses that you're going to say after the race, gosh, the Irish suckered me in again.
Part of the fun of any horse race is the names of the entries, some of which, of course, I've already mentioned. In this Derby, we've also got Derby Kitten, which sounds about right. We've got Twin Spired, which, you know, invokes the two spires looming over Churchill Downs. And I can see the logic of naming a horse Brilliant Speed or Decisive Moment or even Watch Me Go. They're all on the card. But Arch, Arch, Arch?
Well, his sire is Arch. And the great thing about it, this horse, who won the Arkansas Derby, is if you miss the stallion's name on the first syllable, you got two more to get it right. That's like a triple endorsement all in one name.
Dwayne Lucas, who has trained four Kentucky Derby winners, does not have a horse in today's race, which I'm sure he regrets, speaking of great horses' names. Do you by any chance know which horse he's betting on? Because I'd like to know.
You know what? That is a good question, and I'm kicking myself now that I didn't go by his barn and get his opinion, because he sits here and watches all these horses train, and if you get him in the tack room aside, he'll tell you what he thinks. I will tell you, I have another, what I consider, you know, a backside mole, a longtime trainer whose opinion I really respect, who's watched them all train. The horse he likes, and he's going to be a big price, is Animal Kingdom. Now, this horse has never run on dirt before, but if he would win this, it's a great story because his rider will be John Velasquez, who was supposed to ride Uncle Mo, who, of course, was scratched. John Velasquez picked up the mount on Animal Kingdoms on Friday because Robbie Alvarado, who was supposed to ride the horse, was tossed from his mount in a, before a race Wednesday and broke his nose. Ooh. And had lacerations, and he didn't ride Friday, and they decided to make a change with this horse.
Jenny, I'm wondering if we should throw a wrinkle into the handicapping this year. Would you like to give us three horses our listeners can box, that is, bet to finish first, second, and third in any order so they can make a fortune?
Okay. And this is the way I'm looking at this, that if I'm going to be wrong, I might as well be wrong with a bomber, because if I'm right, everybody, I'll be able to live off it the next 15, 20 years. So I'm going with this horse, Brilliant Speed, who in his first two starts on real dirt, the only times he's ran on real dirt, he lost by a total of 40 lengths. But he looked very good winning the Bluegrass. If he likes the Churchill Downs strip, he's going to be a huge prize. So use him with Arch, Arch, Arch. And then I would also throw in, maybe I better throw in the favorite. Isn't that something? We've gone all this way and we haven't even talked about the favorite Dialed In. It's that kind of year.
Okay. So are you thinking Dialed In is going to be the winner or Brilliant Speed?
Well, again, I'm trying to maximize my fame with this, if I'm right. And so I'm going with Brilliant Speed on top, then Arch, 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 then Dialed In.
Jenny Reese of the Louisville Courier-Journal is 18-0 at picking Kentucky Derby winners for Only a Game, which explains not only my summer place in the Hamptons, but the several Italian automobiles gleaming in the garage beneath the executive sports suite from which I conduct business. And Jenny, despite that explanation, you know, some listeners will email to ask if you have really picked 18 Derby winners in a row.
Well, you outed me by having podcasts.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.